This is Viewing via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved new sanctions related to Hong Kong after Beijing imposed a security law that was condemned by countries around the world. The measure, which was passed unanimously, penalizes banks that do business with China. The Senate must approve it before it's sent to the White House and President Trump. Critics say China's law ends freedoms that were guaranteed for 50 years when British rule ended in 1997. The UK, meantime, has offered a path to citizenship to millions from Hong Kong. Thursday, China threatened corresponding measures. China is demanding staff and business information from four U.S. media companies, including the Associated Press, and what it calls a necessary response to similar demands by Washington on Chinese state-controlled news outlets. This after the Trump administration last month added four Chinese media outlets to a list of organizations that should be considered foreign missions because of their ties to China's ruling Communist Party. U.S. employers likely rehired several million more workers in June, thereby reducing a depression-level unemployment rate. But the latest figures suggest a resurging coronavirus will limit more gains. Economists have forecast that businesses, governments, and nonprofits added 3 million jobs, a record high, and that the unemployment rate fell a full percentage point. The predicted hiring gain would be up from 2.5 million jobs in May. Even so, the combined growth for May and June would recover only a fraction of the 22 million jobs that were lost in March and April when the virus forced businesses shutdowns and layoffs across the country. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News.